Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to Joe Crummy After Dark. It's a division of Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts. We do the show every weekend to get you through the weekend. It's a little more loose than the daily podcast we do during the week, if that's possible, but it is, and that's what we do. All right, so thanks so much for tuning into the podcast tonight. The show's for you. And by the way, as I said last weekend, you don't have to listen to the show at night. It's good old weekend, all right? So if you're listening and it's sunny out, don't freak out that we call it Joe Crummy After Dark, all right? It's an attitude. There you go. I think the bourbon helps. I'll add that in there. But it's a weekend, all right? If you want to fire up a cigar, that's fine, too. Come on, we're all adults on this bus. Let's get over it. Anyway, so let's get down to the news here. You know, I've been tweeting and also Facebooking lately that I think there's going to be a backlash. I think there is going to be a day of reckoning that's going to come. You had 63 million people who voted for evil Trump, right? One of them was me. Is he perfect? Hell no. Come on. Really. You know, how many times do we have to go over this? No, all right? But I think what happened after the election, if we look back at this, is that when evil Trump won, the people that supported him, people like me, were like, wow, we're kind of euphoric because, you know, we were told it's not going to happen. And the people that wanted, you know, Hillary, you know, were crestfallen. They were faked out. They were shocked. They were like, what? I have liberal friends on Facebook that were, the day of the election, I remember they were like, we got this. All we have to do is, you know, just get out and vote. We've got this. They thought they had it. And then they lose. And they have had all this, you know, stupid, but righteous anger over the last six freaking months about it should have been us. It should have been our guy. It should have been evil Hillary. It should have been all, you know, and it's not. Now we're really angry and we're going to have a national hissy fit, you know, right? And that's what's been going on. We're going to riot in Portland. We're going to dress up in black, stupid, whatever, and wear masks, and we're going to, you know, break windows at Starbucks and act like a bunch of fucking idiots. You know, that's what's been going on. And the right, you know, or the people that like evil Trump, you know, have been off on this euphoric, you know, thing. Oh, we won. It's so awesome, you know. And this has been going on for 6 months. And the media, which is just another arm of the Democratic Party, it's so obvious, has been just screaming as well about evil Trump. Everything he does is bad and evil, and just putting this whole Russia thing out there, which is, there's no there. I don't even know why the former FBI director, Robert Mueller, took the job. Maybe he's bored. He doesn't know what to do. But, I mean, and maybe it's good for a resume. You know, he's sitting around going, like the Maytag repairman. You know, he's sitting around going, I don't have anything else to do. You know, maybe he'll find somebody somewhere and hang somebody, and he'll feel good about himself. But I see a backlash because for the last 6 months, it's been all about the people that wanted Hillary and didn't get Hillary, screaming and yelling like a bunch of babies with the media working with them. And then you have all the people that like Trump are on some euphoric high. I think that's all about to change because the fever pitch about evil Trump is getting to the point where I think a lot of people are going to go, hey, STFU, hey, enough already. Jesus. Honestly, you people are out of control. That's as angry as I get right there. That's it. Hey, it's Joe Crummy After Dark. But as I said, it's good all weekend. Anyway, let's talk about Saudi Arabia. You know, it's so funny. I was reading about Saudi today. You know, the president is there, and He gave a speech today on terrorism and said, let's all pull it together. And they are going to sell, what, $100 billion worth of arms to the Saudis. I guess that's going to chalk up one for the military-industrial complex. I think they also have another $55 billion deal for other business matters, which I, you know, whatever, that's great. Of course, what everybody really wants to fight about is, did evil Trump bow like Obama did? And, like, that means something. But, you know, look, I've seen the video of Trump kind of bending down a little bit when the King Salman, whatever, was trying to put the medal of Tariq Aziz or something on his head. I don't know what it was, but he gets this medal, and he kind of just bent down a little bit. But the liberals think that this is proof that he bowed or he curtsied. None of this means anything to me, but I'll let you people fight it out on Facebook, all right? Oh, by the way, this is the late, great Roy Buchanan. Did I tell you that? I don't know if we mentioned that. He's a blues guy. I'm going to tell you from like a long time ago. It's called After Hours. He does a nice job. But back to Saudi, all right? Here's the thing. It's not about, we spent a minute or two on this. You know, did he bow? Did he not bow? Did he say radical Islamic terror? It's not about any of that. The media's going to spend all their time on that. And they're going to play you videos of Trump, you know, saying, we got to say radical Islamic terrorism, and then pointing out he didn't. That's not what's going on here. First of all, I've got some stuff from Trump, and I'm debating whether I should play you what he said today in Saudi. Or set it up first, because the first part's kind of boring. Let's play the first part of President Trump, because I thought, oh, this is boring, and then at the end of it, he gets really good. Here is President Trump today.
America is prepared to stand with you in pursuit of shared interests and common security.
Yeah, he sounds a little tired to me, but it gets a lot intense, because I was listening to him, oh boy, you know, get some sleep, Mr. President.
But the nations of the Middle East cannot wait for American power to crush this enemy for them. The nations of the Middle East will have to decide what kind of future they want for themselves.
All right, I'm going to stop for a second. Now he's beginning to pivot, and now it's getting good. Because he's just about to say, look, you guys, you got to kind of, you know, he smells blood in the water, because there is blood in the water, and this is what I was going to mention to you. Saudi Arabia, and the media isn't going to bother telling you this, because they just want you to fight about who bowed and who didn't and all this stupid stuff. That's what they want. Saudi Arabia is out of money. That's the problem. What they've got, if you think we've got trouble, they've got more trouble. They are the scheme, whatever it is that you call Saudi Arabia, has been flush with cash for 40 years. And now that oil prices have collapsed to $50 a barrel, that's half of what it used to be, Saudi has issues. And this is where I'm going to get back to Trump, because Trump knows it. So he's not just saying, you know, you guys got to get it together on your own, and, you know, we can't fix your problem. That's not what he's getting at. This guy is pretty good. And the media will not tell you anything. They don't. Yeah, they can care less. Did he bow? Did he not? Is he a hypocrite? We hate him. Yeah, that's the media. Saudi's out of money. Trump's given a speech saying, well, I got this terrorism thing out there. You guys, you know, you got to fix it up. You know, that'd be really good. Saudi's out of money, right? For the last 40 years, they've been flush with cash. Oil, petrodollars everywhere. The city of Riyadh was 300,000 people in 1965. It's over 6 million people right now. It's huge. And if you work in Saudi, you, how about this? If you live in Saudi, you probably work in Saudi. The government pays, I think, employs a shocking 90% of everybody. You get free health care in Saudi. Plus, I think utilities are heavily, financed or subsidized or whatever it is. Of course, there's a catch in Saudi. The catch in Saudi is, we're going to buy you people off because we have so much freaking money we can do it. So, and everybody, shut up. You will have no political say in how we do things here. We're not going to give you any of that, so forget about it. But you know what? You do have a job, and you have free health care. Oh, yeah, because we have cash to throw around. Well, that party stopped. That's the problem. All right? And now they're going which way forward? Oh, one other thing, too. It's the perfect ticking time bomb. 70% of the population of Saudi, guess how old? Yeah, under 30. That's right. Guess how many of those people are using the internet? They have a higher percentage of people that use the internet in Saudi than we do in the United States.
All right. So you have a country that is run by a family. That's why they call it Saudi Arabia. It would be like, you know, crummy Arabia. This family, the Saud family, this is their Arabia. Okay, so shut up. And they've had plenty of cash to keep everybody cool now for the last 40, 50 years, but now they're out of money. And now Trump smells blood in the water. This is cool. He gets it. Could you imagine President Obama being this stealthy? I doubt it. He's more he would be more worried about human rights and all this stuff, and Trump knows how to get business done. All right. So you've got all these kids. They're all on the internet. They're all young, and they have no rights. And they're out of money, and that's been okay so far, but now the party's over because the Saudis running out of money to pay everybody off, and they know they're sitting on a powder keg. Trump knows it. Let's this gets better. Here's more Trump.
For their country, and frankly, for their families, and for their children. It's a choice between two futures.
All right. Now, this is good, too. He sounds tired as hell, but it's a choice between two futures.
And it is a choice America cannot make for you.
Right. You know, because, and what he's saying, I'll just say it to you. But the end is really good. It's very Reagan and tear down this wall. It is. Wait till you get to it. But what he's saying is, you're either with us, right? Right? You want to be with us, right? I mean, we're ready to work with you, but you got to kind of work on this. It's the deal. We're ready to work with you because we know you're out of money, right? And, you know, you have a lot of issues we can see, so we have leverage. That's great, but you got to fix the terrorism thing, all right? And listen to what he says here.
A better future is only possible if your nations drive out the terrorists and drive out the extremists.
He gets more into it.
Drive them out.
Look at it.
Drive them out.
Mr. Reagan.
Of your places of worship.
Yes.
Drive them out of your communities.
Yes.
Drive them out of your holy land. And drive them out of this earth.
Oh, man. I like that. Tear down this mosque. Whatever. But, I mean, that is great. Evil Trump. They're desperate. They know they don't have the money. Trump says, okay, we'll do business with you. Yeah, we'll sell you some arms. Maybe you'll end up using them on your own people for all we know. That's what you don't want. But yeah, we'll do $100 billion arms deal, whatever. They're doing $55 billion in other business deals with U.S. companies now. I'm assuming there were a lot of companies that wanted to get on the plane with Trump and go over, too. This is what the Saudis see as key to their future, is Trump's business acumen. All right? That's what it is. It's not about human rights because Trump knows the best way to get that fixed is to get them economically tied to the West more deeply, integrated more into the West, because he knows that once they become more integrated with the West as partners, they'll end up being more like the West, and all the other stuff is going to get mitigated. He knows that, as opposed to standing on the world stage, maybe like his predecessor, and making big empty speeches about human rights. Trump knows it's about business. They need the money. They need the commerce. We can all, it's a win-win. If you read the art of the deal, some people win more than others. The big fish win more, but the little fish are supposed to win too. And that's pretty much what's going on. You know, but the media, you know, it'll be about Trump. Oh, he didn't say radical Islamic terrorism. He's a big phony because during the campaign he said so. Or, you know, his wife, Melania, and what's her face, Ivanka, you know, they didn't wear headscarves. That's, you know, that's not what's going on. If you worry about that, you're missing what Trump is really doing. Right? He's doing business. And he's taken over lots of United States companies, right, who want to do business and want to make money. You couple that, by the way, with his tax plan, which should make it easier to repatriate United States dollars abroad and circulate the dollars. It's just a great deal that's going on, and the media is completely obtuse to it, as usual. But now you know, because you're listening to my evil thoughts. Now, could you imagine King Salam? He's got, what, 70% of the people in the country are under 30, right? They're all on the internet. He knows damn well that he doesn't have the money to pay them off anymore. Trump's got them where we want them. It's great. Hey, thank you for listening to my evil thoughts. Joe Crummy After Dark is a division of Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter as Joe Crummy, and on Instagram as Crummy Joe. See you tomorrow.